Album club.
I was going to say, Johnny, have you congratulated Matt on his engagement?
Oh, yeah. We live in the same city, Zach. You remember?
Well, yeah, the three of us haven't spoken in a while.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't congratulated him with you present, Zach. So there was no proof that it ever happened. So congratulations, Matt.
Thank you very
Delighted
much.
for you, bud.
You know how you're saying that in order to like mask the fact that there was like a ring box in your pocket, you carried hand cream around for like a couple of
I
months just
kept
to like.
a moisturizer in my pocket that was the exact size and shape of the ring box. So I'll always be highlighting that I've got moisturizer. So when I was carrying the ring, she didn't even blink.
What if you had the ring box in your pocket and then she's like, "Can I have some moisturizer?" What would you
Get on one knee, mate. There and then.
Your
Yeah, be
hands were
like, okay,
forced at
like,
that point.
yeah, be like, all right, I'm gonna get on one knee. You put your hands out and I'll put the moisturizer in there and just put a ring on instead.
Yeah. Close your eyes. Close your eyes while I moisturize your hand. Now open. That
Just,
didn't
yeah,
happen.
Matt, just you close your eyes and just gob on it. Just rub it in and be like, there you go.
There you go. Lovely and moist. Lovely.
Anyway, have you guys had a chance to listen to either of these albums? I just played them both again in the car yesterday and today.
I didn't listen to them in a while, so I had to refresh myself a little bit.
Yeah, I played them earlier this evening.
Right. Well, what's next, Jeff?
Jeff
My
Buckley.
name is Jeff.
Jeff. The
So,
buck.
yeah, this album was not what I thought it would be at all. Grace by Jeff Buckley.
Well, you've obviously everyone's obviously heard Hallelujah, but had you not heard any of his other stuff?
So I think that I had heard Grace before, the song, and I think I remember thinking how one song's called Hallelujah, the other's called Grace. And so I thought the whole thing would be like religious and like just slow, but Grace is like really heavy. It gets really
Yeah.
heavy. And that was probably the main thing I thought about Jeff Buckley is I'm almost surprised that it's a solo album. It sounds just like a rock band. Like, you know, there's like instrumental breaks. The song structures are like not typical. It's not just like verse, chorus. Like it'll start one place and change very drastically. And it's very like grunge inspired. Because I guess it's kind of like the tail end of the grunge period. So a lot of the songs sound kind of like unsettling. I guess that's the way to put it.
Yeah.
The way that
Yeah, no.
grunge music does when it's not as heavy.
It's an interesting album. I have a love-hate relationship with Jeff Buckley, I think.
Really? Why is
He
that?
can annoy me because sometimes his vocals are like, oh, like wailing. And there was one song, I can't remember what song it is. He goes,
Boy, get out
oh.
there, mate.
Oh, and he's going, oh, and you're thinking, what's this going to be? And he just goes, oh no. I'm thinking, oh no, that's what you were building up to. Oh fucking no. Right, okay. And I just kind of want to roll my eyes at him, but he's dead, so I can't. So I'm now just going to vocalize my disappointment in his lyrical bit. But I do then love some of it. Love, hate, that's how it goes.
Okay, do you know what my least favorite thing about this album is?
What's that?
What the fuck is like Corpus Christi Carol? Who likes
Oh,
that?
I was going to mention that.
Like,
It's
why did he think that was a
I had
good
to
idea?
look it up. It's a and I've got the Wikipedia page up here because I knew someone was going to bring this up. It's an early modern English hymn, first written down by an apprentice grocer named Richard Hill between 1504 and 1536. It's I don't know how he's ended up throwing in a medieval song.
It's that whole thing like, oh, it's out there and it's different. But like just being different doesn't mean you're good, right? It's just
Yeah, it's bizarre. It really is weird. I think I remember ages ago I was looking it up, and I was trying to think of what happened. How's he gone and done? Why has he gone and done that? And I think his like friend showed him the hymn when he was a kid, and it's in the album as a nod to his friend, his childhood friend. That's why he's done that. It'd be bizarre. It's just weird.
Like his friends, like, really? You put it on your album? Like, it's just some song we sang when we were a kid.
Yeah, it'd be like, it would just be like, is that a nod to me or did he just really like that hit? I wouldn't credit myself, unless you're an arrogant man, to be like, Jeff Buckley's singing that song for me. He's singing that childhood hymn for me.
If you ever make an album, I'm expecting Life in the Emirates to be on there.
Oh, yeah, but that's a classic tune. That's a shout out to the Emirates, mate. And that's how I learnt the Seven Emeralds.
Umbalku Wayne.
And Umbalku Wayne.
Overall, I quite liked it. I think it's a whole body of work. It was pretty nice, but not too many songs kind of stand out that like get stuck in my head when you're listening to it. It's quite a nice album to have on in the background.
The background, really, this album?
I'm kicking. Check it out.
He lives quite a mad life, does Johnny. So background music's a different kettle of fish.
Yeah, I was thinking this album is so dynamic that a song starts somewhere and then by the end he's almost like screaming at you.
Yeah, it quiets the voices in his head, Johnny.
Yeah, Matt, was that him screaming?
Yeah, was that... Strange. The voices in my head are normally northern.
There's so much Muse sound in this album. And then I know this came before because I always read that Matt Bellamy was influenced by Jeff Buckley, but I didn't realize how much because they used to get compared a lot to Radiohead. But when I listen to this, I'm like, oh no, like this was 100% Matt Bellamy's biggest influence. It sounds so much like Muse, especially like early Muse, like their first album Showbiz, and then they had like a little B-side album called Hullabaloo. Just the way that he'll have these like vocal breaks where Matt, you're singing, just going like, ooh, just nothing but that, and then just over top of really heavy guitars. Muse do that, or at least used to do that a lot. So that's one of the things I kept thinking, even the guitar tones. In terms of Hallelujah, because I know that song is what, like, his cover of that song is the most famous cover, right?
Yeah.
I actually don't like the cover that much.
Do you know?
The one I prefer is the one from Shrek. Yeah.
Rufus Wainwright. Yeah.
The
Rufus? Yeah. Yeah, but that one's more kind of like Kumbaya-esque, I think. You know, your uncle's at the piano again. He's playing Hallelujah. No, I quite like. This is one of my love moments with Jeff. I'm going to support him here. That's it. I can't believe, you know, you're being so rude about a dead man, Zach.
I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Lilac Wine's also a cover, you know?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, apparently that one's a cover too.
How are you going to stamp on his grave now?
No, that one was good. It's okay. Very, almost like theatrical. Yeah. Like I could see it being in some sort of a play. There's so many different sounds on this album, right? Because there's that. Then there's the two songs that get really grungy, So Real and then Eternal Life. Those are just like 90s grunge. And then there's like whatever the fuck Corpus Christi Carol is. And then there's three that might be my favorite. Last Goodbye, Lover, You Should Have Come Over. And that one's probably my favorite. And then Forget Her. Those three are kind of like love songs, but not at all cheesy. My favorite is probably Lover, You Should Have Come Over. I like the line where it's like too young to hold on and too old to break free and run. And especially how that's paired with the song increasing in dynamics. And it sounds like there's an accordion in the song, but I think it's actually like an organ. But that just, like they add all these instruments that you wouldn't expect to in like a solo singer-songwriter.
Too young to hold on, too old to just break free and run. Sometimes a man gets carried away.
But the organ kind of fits in a way to like, because Hallelujah's got kind of religious undertones. It's called Grace, which has kind of got religious undertones, as in connotations. An organ kind of fits in with that kind of weird, not gospel, but, I don't know, churchy atmosphere that he kind of wanted. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Do you have any favourite songs, Matt?
I'm going to go Boring, and I'm going to go Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just because it's atmospheric. It's not something I'm going to listen to every day or a lot, because that sounds quite morbid. Definitely better than Rufus. So, Hallelujah.
Johnny, how about you? What are your thoughts and favorite songs?
Probably Lilac Wine and So Real are the ones that kind of pop into my head now.
Mm.
What do you think he'd be doing? Like, what direction do you reckon he would have gone had he not tragically drowned?
Actually, I think he had songs floating around for another album. I haven't heard them, but I think there are things out there that he did after this that you can find.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I should listen to those. And some of them are probably quite good.
Because he's kind of one of those forever young, what could have been idolized kind of figures.
Jeff was Buckley. He in the 27 Club?
I don't know.
Let me look it up. Age he died.
Oh, that's a good question. How old was he when he died? Jeff Buckley was... No, he's 30 when he died. So he's a one-man club.
No one else has ever died at that age.
No. Of course not. Just, you know.
Zach, Sketches for My Sweetheart the Drunk is a posthumous 1998 collection.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So kind of like Elliot Smith's From a Basement on the Hill album, I guess.
It received a Grammy nomination for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance. And Chris Cornell wrote a song for him, Wave Goodbye.
Yep. And actually that, depending on what we're doing, keep that one secret for now. That is a good song, Wave Goodbye. One more song I really liked was Dream Brother. I know I was talking sometime before about how I really like a hushed tone. And that song has exactly the one I'm talking about, where everything's like very tense and dramatic and there's all this like weird atmosphere. And it kind of like, the song's really tense. Lots of reverb going on. And it kind of just explodes in a few places.
That was a good one. Christy Carol. Do you know what I'm getting away from this is I'm just going to go and start playing Corpus Christi Carol.
It's a 1500s banger.
Yeah, it's a tune from the Middle Ages. And as a history teacher, I can't help but endorse that.
That's like when singers at sports games who do the national anthem You know they sing in that way, they're like, why do you sing like a dick? Just sing like
Zach, did you see on the opening game of the World Series?
Oh, did the wrong lyrics?
Yes, I sang the wrong words.
Wait, who sang the wrong words?
Was it Black Pumas?
I didn't actually watch the video just because I'm like, okay, Pumas. I just got a word wrong.
Yeah, I hate the way... As someone looking in to America, I've never been to the States, but if someone did that to God Save the King, or as it is now, I would just be so confused. It doesn't really happen as much to other national anthems, but America turned it into kind of like a pop song, which is really unique. Fergie, did you ever see the one that Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas did? And it was kind of like she was trying to do it like Marilyn Monroe seducing Kennedy with Happy Birthday, but it was so off the mark. It was weird.
Well, because she changed it too much, right? Like, people like it when you change it a little bit, but people don't like it when you change it too much. I hate it how they play before sports games. So, like, if I'm at a sports game and they, like, let's say I'm in Canada and they're playing another Canadian team, like, I was like, because you only have to sit through one national anthem as opposed to two.
No, I think they should just get kind of heavy, drunken blokes to drunkenly sing national anthems like they're in the stand.
And that's get idols or Sleaford Mods singing God Save the King.
Or just,
I like the,
the in America they could get just pick people from the crowd.
What was funny is something in Top Gear, I think James May said, he's like, the anthems, they're way too long, they should be just really short, just like done.
Yeah,
but yeah, overall, so Jeff Buckley, not what I was expecting, but I really liked it. Very, you can tell it's grunge inspired just by the way some of the chords that they use. So one thing on grunge I know is like famous for is they'll use like a major instead of a minor and vice versa when one's called for. But I thought it was really cool. I thought it was, again, more of a band feel and like a rock band feel. I can just definitely see why he's such a big name now that is kind of like historical, right? It's got like a legacy.
Mm.
Johnny, why don't you talk more about the... I refuse to say the name of this artist until someone tells me how.
Try.
Karangbin.
Karangbin?
Karangbin. Karangbin. Yeah.
Karangbin. Yeah.
So, was it Texas Moon?
Texas Moon. It's a cool little album, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got a different vibe to the Texas Sun one, which came before. Similar at the same time, obviously. I liked it.
Yeah, no, I liked it a lot as well. Very like nighttime, relaxing, cool, chill and cool vibe.
They're kind of a, I don't want to say, they're kind of a band that you can play in the background, but then also they're not a band that you play in the background, if that makes any sense at all.
No, I get what you mean. There's good background music, but also if you're listening to it through headphones and stuff, you get really immersed in it and hear different.
Yeah.
Each time you listen, you hear different little things going on that are interesting.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that, how it sounds quite simple, but then when you on headphones, because they pan a lot of instruments on one side or the other, and you'll catch all these like little things, like is it Doris? There's like these like bongos or some kind of drums. Like that was like a nice touch. Yeah. And then like, they have these guitars that are like wow wow, like wah guitars panned on one side. Yes, you did. Don't you leave? Don't you go, Doris? Morning's clear, the legacy. Don't you leave? Don't you go, Doris? New Orleans clean, the legacy so strong.
No, it's I don't know the technical stuff for what's going on. It's just that I really like it.
So is it a band or is it one person?
It's a band,
but with that album had Leon Bridges doing the singing.
Oh, so is it like different albums with different singers?
No, that's just their mates, and they're both from Texas, like both the band and him. So they teamed up and did an EP, and it went down well, so they made a second one.
Yeah, Carrigabeen have got some really good earlier albums, and some of their songs are just, quite a lot of their songs are just instrumental. They've got some really cool stuff, actually.
Yeah, they Karanga dropped a new one recently with a sort of like world music with a French guy, I think, of African heritage. So it's kind of like African music sounding album.
Yeah, I was thinking I actually want to listen to more of them because I actually did today because I put on Texas Sun, I guess the one before this, and it did sound more like sunny. This one sounds more nighttime, and that one sounded more uplifting daytime. And it was exactly what I hoped it'd be. So I'm like, well, I probably should listen to more of them because I think that they're really good. And there's not any music that I listen to that sounds like this.
Yeah, and their albums are all really different as well. Like their first one was based heavily on like Thai music. And so it's kind of like psychedelic Thai style. And then second one was more Spanish themed. And then their last album was more disco. So all their albums sound really different, and so you can like, if you heard a song, you kind of guess which album it's from just from hearing it.
Yeah, my favorite song is, it's kind of almost more of an EP, right? It's pretty short.
Yeah,
I like Mariella, the last one. That's probably my favorite. It's just so smooth. From the first note of the song, the guitar tone is just like, it's so smooth. I can tell right away that I like it. And Leon Bridges, his voice, it's just so relaxed.
Especially it really suits his voice, that one.
Yeah.
I have to agree.
And again, it doesn't really stray too much from just the sound that they're going for. They just like play the same kind of like tempo and the same intensity for the whole song and just keep it going.
Maybe I'll write a letter from this little old country town down in Texas.
That's one of the better ones, I think. Well, they're all good. I think that's definitely one of the good ones.
B-side, I really like as well. The lead single from it. That's a cool tune.
Yep, that one as well. The bass in that one's really cool. I noticed it does some little interesting flares. B-side was also one of the ones I liked a lot. The really catchy vocals.
Waiting for your love. You in all the ways. Another place, all I'm thinking of, just can't get enough.
B-side is pretty good. Like it doesn't. I hope it's not a song that is just like a B-side.
No. It's. I think it's not a B-side song, but it's to be edgy.
I think it's the only one they made a video from the EP.
Actually, on Texas Sun, there is a song called Seaside. It's kind of funny.
Where's the A-side?
Yeah, I guess just everything else is A-side. Well, I mean, flip it over again.
I don't know if I told you, Zach, that I missed them actually playing it together for one of the only times, if not the only time, they've ever done it.
And you didn't see them?
At Glastonbury, Leon was playing the same day at a different time slot, so he came out on stage with them and performed a couple of songs with them.
No way.
Yeah, I missed it because I was getting too tiddly and I lost track of time.
Oh, that would be cool.
Johnny, you got to keep track of time when you're getting drunk.
There's one song I didn't like. Any guesses which one that was?
Father, Father or Chocolate Hills?
Father, Father.
What did you like about it?
I thought it was kind of annoying. Just the way it keeps going. Father, Father. And then the tone or the sound of the, I think the instrument. I don't know.
What did he keep doing that you didn't like?
He kept saying Father, Father in an annoying way.
Well, in what way?
In what way?
Just just generally overall annoying. I'm not going to do it again.
Father, Father, look at these works that I've done. I present them to you with hopes to gain your attention. Father, Father.
They kind of do that. They have a song from their other albums called Evan Finds the I love the music song. Video. It's a great song. And it just goes, yes. Do 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 do. Yes. I love it.
When I saw them live in April when they played that, at one point she just goes, yeah, and the whole crowd went wild.
Well, I suppose if you're keeping it as simple as that, doing anything else is quite gets the crowd going. If you like, compare it to what Mick Jagger has to do to get the crowd going. Stupid dance moves, just going, is a skill. Yeah.
If you get the chance to see him, you should go. They put on a great show.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'm actually kind of building up now how many bands I've seen live, right? Because from these recommendations, I went to see Gang of Youths, right, in earlier this spring or summer.
What was the general consensus on Carrigabin on that album?
Yeah, for me, general consensus was really good. It was all very similar. You know, we mentioned that it's cool when bands do that, where you can tell right away what album a song is from. It was short, so there wasn't a lot to touch on, and I thought a lot of the songs, because they were so similar, if you like one, you'll kind of like the whole thing. Doris starts it off well. The tempo of Doris is so slow. But yeah, you can like you said, Matt, you can just put it on. And then whether it's in the background or not, you can just listen to it and you'll like it. So yeah, like I said, I actually did listen to Texas Sun and I liked it more. So I probably will listen more to this band.
It's classic Carrigabin. I think they've got a certain style and they're continuing it, but keeping it fresh. I like it.
Yeah, I liked it. Solid output from them. Enjoyed it. Was hoping they'd play a few of the songs live, but they don't tend to.
Well, you could have seen them, but you chose not to.
They play their songs live. Or they just stand there and go, yep.
Well, no, they play their solo stuff, though.
I was wondering, Jimmy.
I know.
Anyway, so what should we do next? Because the new Arctic Monkeys album is out. And so technically, we should be doing the show and tell thing. But I know that we all want to listen to that. In fact, I already have listened to it. So would you guys rather do like a new and an old? Or would you rather like not do the Arctic Monkeys next?
Do you do a new and new and old? I really don't mind. I'm now trying to... I couldn't really remember which cycle we were on. So I'm slightly underprepared. But I now can think of a show and tell one. It's up to you guys. I don't mind...
Well, because the next old one we decided on was Pet Sounds, right? So it would be either Pet Sounds plus a car, or we'll save that for after. I'm okay with doing Pet Sounds in the car just because I've already listened to it in the car.
I don't really mind either way.
Let's do Pet Sounds in the car.
Have you guys listened to the New York Monkeys yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, just based on us all having listened to it already, we might as well do that. Maybe we can add on a third one just because I really want to listen to the new Broken Bells album too. And I've been saving it. So,
Yeah.
It's been out for like a month. And because if we don't do it now, then we won't be able to do it for a while. And seeing as we've already heard the car, maybe we can just speak about three next time.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Go for it, mate.
Let me see what it's called. I don't even remember. Broken Bells. Into the Blue by Broken Bells. It was released October 7th.
I've not even heard anything from it, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me neither.
Because their last album was in 2014, which I loved. And then just it's not his main band, so they don't really get together often.
Well, Danger Mouse does a shitload of producing. Yeah. In that time, he's done like three Portugal the Man albums. I think he did a Stones album or something.
Yeah, so then we'll do Pet Sounds by Beach Boys, The Car by Arctic Monkeys, and then Into the Blue by Broken Bells.
Living it large, three to go. Right.
Well, anything else you guys wanted to say?
No, I'm going to stop recording. We can have a little catch up. You guys
already, well, still free. For you audience members, that is it. Then for the Patreon subscribers, you can hear that now. All right, I will stop recording.